This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
We often hear the phrase local news, and that certainly applies, for example, to a newspaper that covers one particular community. But more and more, we're seeing media organizations spread out a little bit. For example, Tri-State's Public Radio covers more than just one community. We cover a tri-state area. And I've always said, you know, our signal does not end at the – somehow magically end at Macomb's city limits. It goes out across the region. So we try to cover news with a more regional perspective. Jasmine, I think you've done the same sort of thing in the past. You find that to be much of a challenge to cover a broader area rather than just focusing on one particular market.
Oh, it's definitely a challenge because most newsrooms – have been cut back to a point where it's difficult to get people out there. I also covered a tri-state area. I lived in West Virginia. We covered the northern panhandle, West Virginia, and also several counties in Ohio. Plus, Pennsylvania was on the border as well. So anything that happened within the counties that were close to West Virginia and Ohio, we'd cover news from them too. We had enough staff to get out there, but once in a while, you're not going to find out about stories. My job in the mornings when I covered the morning news was to check all the different newspapers, online in all our fringe counties, just to see what was going on there, and maybe we could, you know, get people out there later that day to go and cover those stories. So sometimes we were playing catch up.
I think sometimes you will do stories that are particular to a market in that wider region, but a lot of times you'll try to approach a story from a broader perspective. And you see that, you mentioned a lot of newsrooms are cutting back. A lot of public radio stations, but certainly some public radio stations are actually expanding staff, sometimes through mergers. For example, in St. Louis, KWMU merged with a local newspaper. These newsrooms came together. And we're seeing in Springfield, Illinois, where the public radio station WUIS is in sort of a merger with the Illinois Issues magazine. So you might see some WUIS reporters' bylines in a copy of Illinois Issues, and you're going to hear some of the Illinois Issues reporters on public radio. And they have taken up certain beats. For example, there's an education reporter. So rather than perhaps just focusing on what happens at various school board meetings, this person is going to tackle broader education issues. And that's one way to cover, I think, a wider area.
And I think that's great when you are able to get those kinds of partnerships. Sadly, I think in the newspaper world, we're sort of seeing the opposite. There are cutbacks. I know years ago when I worked at the Reno Gazette Journal in Nevada, we had a state reporter, a position that doesn't exist anymore. They actually had bureaus in the state capital, in the neighboring community of Sparks. Those are all gone now. They'll cover issues at the state capital, usually using the AP reporter who's stationed there. And then they will send one or two people during the legislative session, which is in Nevada, it's 6 months every 2 years. So it's a part-time legislature. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a shadow of what once, they used to have four in their Capitol Bureau during the session. Cause I knew those guys. And so, I think you have seen this where they expect to cover the same and sometimes, as you say, bigger areas, but with fewer and fewer people. And it's harder and harder to do that. I'm happy that Tri-States has, for instance, Jason Parrott. I don't live in southeast Iowa, but I appreciate hearing about those communities in the news and some of the things that you're able to do. And I'm sorry that that's not the case with most newspapers. I mean, you can look at Peoria. They used to have a Macomb correspondent.
For the PJ Star.
Yeah, and they don't have that position anymore. So, I mean, we've seen newspapers, obviously, that look at the number of people that are in the State House in Springfield. You know, once upon a time, there used to be, I don't know, probably 15 to 20 different media outlets, including television stations. Now you still have the Tribune, the Sun-Times, AP.
Public radio.
But I think they're down to about a dozen.
Yeah, the number has really dwindled from the Illinois State House. That's another collaboration that public radio has done over the years.
And I think that's
great. Is everyone pulling in so that we would have a State House Bureau and could report on what's going on from the legislature?
I'm really happy to see public radio expanding.
Me too.
Because
yeah.
I feel like journalism is losing something on the commercial sector. I feel like TV newsrooms are, you know, they're closing bureaus.
Sure.
Macomb used to have a WGM bureau.
Oh, that's right. You still see the sign on the side of the building.
Right. And, but that doesn't exist anymore. They have to come out here and drive a good hour to, you know, cover any story. And it takes time to get to those fringe counties, like McDonough County from Quincy.
Yeah.
So you're able to get people in the area, you know, like how Tri-States has it. Rich is here. He's got Emily here as well, Emily Boyer. But you guys are all over the place, and I really am glad that we do have journalists out there that are covering our stories.
And sometimes even if a story that happens in Keokuk or Galesburg, although it may be particular to that community, there may be similarities between what's going on in other communities in the region, and I think it's interesting to hear things that way too.
Oh yeah, another thing I kind of you would hope, but I don't see it as much as I wished we would, is most of the newspapers are owned by chains, and those chains do have their own internal syndicates where they should share their content, and I think they do, obviously.
That's one reason the PJ Star no longer has a correspondent in Macomb. If they need a Macomb story, they take
that's
it
true.
From the McDonough Voice because they're all owned
that's
by
true.
Gatehouse.
That's right, and you're right, because at prior to Gatehouse acquiring the PJ Star, it was a different chain. So you're right, but I don't think they do it enough. I don't, you know, when I pick up the PJ Star, I still don't see, unless it's a, you know, a major story. I don't see, and it used to be the correspondent would cover city council meetings and would cover, so I still think the coverage is not what it once was. And yet they own the newspaper here. And I would, you know, you, and now some of that I'm sure is the news hole. They don't have, the paper's smaller, the margins are narrower, they don't have the space for it. But I do kind of wish that there was more sharing of that, especially if you own a newspaper in Springfield, Peoria, Macomb, Galesburg. You know, share that content because it takes away from the regional nature of news.
Yeah, you almost should really have a regional section that where you just all the stories from throughout the major stories from around the region are collected.
And I know they're trying to do something with that with sports with the PJ Star.
I've seen
where
that
they got this wraparound.
In the Voice. Yeah.
And that's a good first step. I'd like to see more and more of that sharing of content because we're all richer for that.
All right. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.